Evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's good to be with you once again. This is Jason Wetzel from scenic downtown Fayetteville, North Carolina. We are here with Mr. Lynn Pryor, the creative genius of Gilbert Theater. And Lynn, I understand we have a special program here tonight.
Well, we finally finished with the opening night. I didn't think we were ever going to stop talking about the opening night. We're going to now be moving on to the meat of that first season. You know, One day I added up how many original works we've done over the last 21 years, and it's about a fourth or a third of our plays.
And how many plays would be
that? About 120 of them, and about a fourth to a third have been original works. Our first original work was in the fall of 94-95, and it was called Crisis at Trinity. This was written by a man named John Merritt. He became a very dear friend. And he was one of the editors at the Fayetteville Observer, but had retired and was living in Durham and writing plays. So we had a mutual friend, and through her, I got this script called Crisis at Trinity. This tells the story of an event up there at what was now Duke, but in the early days it was called Trinity College, and the year is 1903, and a professor Bassett, I think it was, had written and those were the days when, gosh, blacks were being lynched we know what it was like in the Jim Crow years. And this professor there at the university, at the college, said, this way they're being treated is terrible. So he wrote an article and it was published in a magazine, which said that blacks should be treated with great respect, their fellow citizens, and like that. Well, the trustees at Little Trinity College just hit the ceiling, and they were having the play is the board meeting when the trustees were most likely going to fire him. But then one of the board members stepped up and defended him, and the firing did not happen. It had 12 men, very biblical, and that tiny stage downstairs had, it was really in a classroom at this Little Trinity College, so our stage with the old windows up there in the garage were perfect, and there was a long table, and all these men sat there, and let me just stop this a minute. I'm going to bring this the binder over. Jason, I've just put our original scrapbook on our table, and you can start looking at these photos of the all those actors that were playing those trustees back there in 1903.
What I'm looking at are color photographs of the actors, high quality. This looks like something from Masterpiece Theater. The costuming, the lighting, props are fantastic. It looks like,
just getting started, and I had to comb the neighborhood for some of those parts. And looking at somebody here who has never been on stage in his life, and somebody else who had quite a bit of experience, but we needed men that were, you know, long in the tooth, and we have them. We have them here, as well as some young bucks. And so they're on this stage, trying to decide the fate of this professor. And I found this. I just love this. I found the original postcard that went out to our very limited mailing list.
How limited was?
Well, I can't remember, but it wasn't a whole lot. But we had to get started, and it says Gilbert Theater. Oh, here, James, this is something interesting. One of our sponsors this week is Greg's Pottery, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And this, the G that we have used all these 21 years, was designed by Greg Hathaway.
Oh, wow.
And so next time you see him, remind him of that. Maybe he'll want residuals or something. but that G, we have it, you know, in the garden, we have it everywhere. And that is thanks to him. I just remembered that. Gilbert Theater, 647 Brants Lane, Fayetteville, North Carolina, 28301, presents John Merritt's two-act drama, Crisis at Trinity, before it was Duke University. A premiere. I don't know how many premieres we've had, but probably 10 or 12 of them. And that's always an exciting time. And Robin has done several, hasn't she, since she's been with us. And this is what I said afterwards. If you would like to attend, call 678-7186 to reserve a seat for the date of your choice. And here's the critical word. Admission is free, because we never charge one penny in all the 8 years here. Or, for that matter, we didn't start charging until we got to our present location on Bow Street. Reservations required. Office hours, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Listen to this. Black tie option.
Oh, wow. How many people?
And some, yes. So when I wanted everything. This is my home, and I wanted things to be nice. And so whenever I've noticed over the years at all the hundreds of parties I've given, that if you say something like that, then some people, only a handful will do that, but everybody else will raise the occasion with, like, the suits, rather than, you know, coming like they're going to a picnic. But I have to say a word about the office hours, Mary, you'll love this. I ran the office hours. Remember some weeks ago I talked about when I was planning this theater in California, I was telling my friend about it. He said, I can see it now. You're acting on stage. You run off stage, start applauding wildly, throw a bouquet up on the stage, and then you run back on stage to catch it. Never quite came to that. I did box office. And I was sat at this table has seen so much. I would sit here with my phone, because I'd give it out, my personal number, the theater number, and take reservations. And I would get, you know, dozens and dozens of them. It was box office right here. But I don't know how many, and this is Monday through Friday I did box office. And I don't know how many times I'd be out shopping or bicycling or something. You know, I suddenly look at my watch, it's 10 to 4, and I have to tear in here and come breathlessly to my station. Well, there it is. Everything starts out very, very modestly, doesn't it? Then it gives the dates. Time, 8 p.m. Drink. Oh, then this is what we always said, and some of our teetotaling patrons didn't like this. Lynn, I wish you wouldn't say that. It said 8 p.m. drinks, 8:30 curtain. But this room, where we are right now, is the room where we moved this table over to the corner. And for the first years, we served wine coolers. Then later we went to sangria. But people objected to that. What else do I say here? Ask about December 2nd's benefit for Mother Teresa's orphanage in Bangladesh. So I suppose our fundraisers in those years, we usually made very little money. Poor mother, I don't think she got much of a check. But anyway, I must tell you, one day I was answering the phone, and I had this standard little patter about how to find the Gilbert and where to park. This seems so bizarre now. And I said to this man with a very growly voice, I said to him, picture yourself at the Airborne Museum. And he said, I'd rather not. I said, oh, really? So it turned out he didn't like the Airborne. And he was in some other branch of the service. And I've always remembered that. And so I had to change my little routine.
What was your routine?
I would say, picture yourself at the Airborne Museum, then you start climbing the hill, then after 100 yards you turn this, blah, 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 like that. But then, of course, parking was a big problem, as anybody who lives in the neighborhood would tell you. Anyway, we with we didn't have the police call too often. So the play happened. It was one of my proudest of our whole list, 120 plays. It's right up there in like number five or something. It was brilliantly written, and he was not fired, and this Professor Bassett.
And,
spoiler alert.
Well, but anyway, I got this letter from John Merritt, dated December 6, 1994. Dear Lynn, I was simply overwhelmed by crisis. The set, the cast, your masterful strokes and touches everywhere. And my words coming to life. This is handwritten. Thank you for making the Thursday and Friday performances of Crisis the two most eventful evenings of my life. With dear friends like Millie and Beth, my cup runneth over. I'm still on an emotional high. Thank you. I'm winding up the novel, and let's cut it right there. Okay, signed, John Merritt. Well, this is our experience, Jason, with the playwrights, the original works that we did, the playwrights, were just wonderful. There was just one exception. And it was a woman, and she was always there, being. She didn't make helpful suggestions. I shouldn't go into that. But that out of a dozen playwrights that we worked with, there was just one that was really a pill. Then I should have thought this through before starting taping tonight, but the North Carolina Theater
Conference.
You know, every year they had you invited to come, and we entered quite a few years in a row. We came in second one year, came in first one year, from all over the state, and the one that we came in second. There were three judges, and I'm told that one of the judges practically came to blows with the other two. We were in competition with a big noise in the Asheville area. I forget the name of the theater, but it's a very prominent one. And they did Death of a Salesman. And it was superb. But ours was an original script. It was called Friendly Fire. And it was original, about Vietnam, and we did just a superb job. And this one judge said, "Oh, this is wonderful. They're a fledgling company. It's an original, wonderfully done." But he was voted down. And later, after it was all over, and the trophy was given out, and he came up to me and said, "No, I don't know." Kind of, in so many words, told me what he had tried to do. But another year we won first prize. But another year we won for costumes. We went year after year to the conference.
When you won first prize?
It was another original. President Eisenhower, something about President Eisenhower. You know, this is the deep mists of my mind, these things. Now, obviously, I'm not prepared for some of these topics I'm bringing up. So we had our first original script in Crisis. Can you imagine those 10 or 11 men sitting in our minuscule green room, waiting to go on? And these are all mature men. These are not children. Some of them were good size. But, oh, God, looking back on that, well, it was an early, early high point for us. And I'm so very glad that we got this, that our first season off to such a great start.